Divine Office, Daytime Prayer. Let us now pray midday prayer using the current psalmody.
God, come to my assistance.
Lord, make haste to help me.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
As I live, says the Lord, I do not wish the sinner to die, but to turn back to me and live.
As I live, says the Lord, I do not wish the sinner to die, but to turn back to me and live.
Bless your servant, and I shall live, and obey your word. Open my eyes that I may see the wonders of your law. I am a pilgrim on the earth. Show me your commands. My soul is ever consumed as I long for your decrees. You threaten the proud, the accursed, who turn from your commands. Relieve me from scorn and contempt, for I do your will. Though princes sit plotting against me, I ponder on your rulings. Your will is my delight. Your statutes are my counselors. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Amen.
To you, O Lord, I lift up my soul. I trust you. Let me not be disappointed. Do not let my enemies triumph. Those who hope in you shall not be disappointed, but only those who wantonly break faith. Lord, make me know your ways. Lord, teach me your paths. Make me walk in your truth and teach me, for you are God, my Savior. In you I hope all day long, because of your goodness, O Lord. Remember your mercy, Lord, and the love you have shown from of old. Do not remember the sins of my youth. In your love, remember me. The Lord is good and upright. He shows the path to those who stray. He guides the humble in the right path. He teaches his way to the poor. His ways are faithfulness and love for those who keep his covenant and law. Lord, for the sake of your name, forgive my guilt, for it is great. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
If anyone fears the Lord, he will show him the path he should choose. His soul shall live in happiness, and his children shall possess the land. The Lord's friendship is for those who revere him. To them he reveals his covenant. My eyes are always on the Lord, for he rescues my feet from the snare. Turn to me and have mercy, for I am lonely and poor. Relieve the anguish of my heart and set me free from my distress. See my affliction and my toil and take all my sins away. See how many are my foes, how violent their hatred for me. Preserve my life and rescue me. Do not disappoint me. You are my refuge. May innocence and uprightness protect me, for my hope is in you, O Lord. Redeem Israel, O God, from all its distress. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
As I live, says the Lord, I do not wish the sinner to die, but to turn back to me and live.
A reading from 1 Peter. To the elders among you, I, a fellow elder, a witness of Christ's sufferings, and share in the glory that is to be revealed, make this appeal. God's flock is in your midst. Give it a shepherd's care.
The apostles held fast to Christ's message.
They kept the precepts he gave them.
Let us pray. Grant, we pray, Almighty God, that no tempests may disturb us, for you have set us fast on the rock of the Apostle Peter's confession of faith. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, God forever and ever. Amen.